Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Party time.
Det är sommaravslutning. Det är den blomstertid nu kommer. Och vi ska nu... Vi hann inte göra det här i höstas, men jag tänker att man kan göra det varje termin.
Okay.
Every semester så kör vi liksom ett litet quiz, lite exam. Mm. För att se hur vi klarade höstterminen och vårterminen. Och det här är nu slutet på vårterminen, det är sommar. Och då är det dags, för att vi vill inte att det ska vara som i skolan. Så vi kör lite...
Yes, ooh, baby!
I hope I didn't damn, did you shoot it up?
I, det var inte meningen, men jag tror att det klarar sig. Men jag sköt rakt upp.
I'm glad I have my glasses on. I watched this show called The Challenge.
Yeah.
It's an MTV like reality competition.
Okay.
It's really fun. And one of the contestants was one of my favorites. He happened to be from England, too.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who they started bringing people from other shows around the world. It's a really fun show. And somebody opened champagne and right in the eye.
No.
Took his eye out.
No.
It didn't happen on the show, but he can no longer participate in the show because he wears a pretty cool-looking eye patch, but he has to wear an eye patch because he doesn't have one of his eyes because of champagne. So every time somebody opens champagne, I'm just like, I think about Theo, man. Shout out to Theo.
Det är kul. Alltså det komiska värdet är ju att hade det varit typ en pistol så hade det varit skyldig själv. Hade varit en raket eller smällare. Men det är så roligt för att det är någon som ska fira något.
Yeah.
Typ såhär, this is gonna be the best day of my life. Och så är det fan.
It still can, but yeah. Not for your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the other guy.
It's for the viewers.
Man.
Oh.
Well, cheers. We got the bubble here.
Yeah, we got the bubbly. Och jag kommer börja quizza. Och då är det ju så att vi har varit så smarta att jag kommer ju fråga dig om de avsnitten som jag har berättat om.
Yes.
Så och du kommer göra vice versa mot mig i nästa avsnitt då.
Yes. And Patreon subscribers, you get the entire thing. We're gonna save some of this.
Yeah. Åh, jag glömde att fråga för ordningsföljden. Vill du att jag börjar med det senaste avsnittet eller det första avsnittet?
Oh, you know, I feel like it'll get better the later episodes. So we'll start with the shitty, man.
We'll start with the shitty.
Or the early episodes, because it's hard for... I want to end on a confident note.
Klokt. Då kör vi.
Okay.
Det första avsnittet jag pratade om var Sveriges sista bödel.
Mm. Yes.
Vad hette Sveriges sista bödel?
It was, started with a D.
His surname. Yeah.
His name was,
What's Valley in Swedish?
Dollar? No.
No. Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dalm.
Yeah. And his gender.
Dalman.
Yeah.
Yes, Dalman. Yeah, I don't remember his first name, though.
That's correct answer. And also, Anders Gustav Dahlman, which I'm sure you thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No. Good for you.
No, I didn't remember.
Nej, okej. Okay. Men han var ju bödel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Och ett annat namn för bödel var skarprättare.
Mm-hmm.
Vad var årslönen för en skarprättare på den tiden? Sent 1800-tal.
Didn't we say it was 15,000 a year?
I meant for that currency then. So I only have what he made. But maybe
wasn't
we trans-
like 300?
Yes! Good, man!
Yeah!
300 kronor!
Yes!
Snyggt!
Woo!
Bra där.
I'm proud of myself on that one.
Väldigt bra. Det var bra, det var bra. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okej. Okay. Det var bra, du klarade det avsnittet.
Yes.
Avsnitt, det andra avsnittet som jag gjorde för dig var om en kvinna som heter Astrid Kindstrand.
Yes.
Varför blev folk arga på Astrid Kindstrand?
Oh man, because they didn't want to have a... I can't remember what it was called, man. But the woman's voice.
Yeah?
They didn't like the woman's voice on the radio.
Yeah, what was
I she
reading?
She should have stayed...
Hon läste upp något specifikt.
She was reading the news.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. De menar inte att ha en svensk en kvinna som läste upp nyheter.
What was she called? What did they call? I forget what it's called.
Fruntimmer. Yeah. Okej.
Okay.
Vilket år var det här?
Oh, 36.
So close.
32?
Other colder.
What is it?
Jag skulle vara sån dålig lärare. Colder.
Colder.
1938 var det, så det var nära.
Oh man.
Kunde varit 1936.
You know what the good, if I would have had the soundboard, we had the thing. We had both of those.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Ta det för nästa exam
yeah,
i höst.
Next exam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be fine.
När vi har fått lite Patreon pengar och så kan vi investera i lite sound effects.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Det tredje avsnittet som jag läste för dig var faktiskt om julen i Sverige.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Och här kommer en liten personlig fråga som jag är rätt säker på att jag tog upp by the way i avsnittet. När jag var som mest jultokig, alltså Erik, vilken månad började jag äta lussebullar och lyssna på julmusik?
Wasn't it like February or something like that?
No.
Okay, no. October?
Yes.
Okay.
Good for you. I'm giving
I thought you said like kind of all year.
Nej. Ja, det kanske. Nej, men oktober.
Okay.
Inte i februari.
Right.
Jag ger dig rätt på den. Fan, det var bra gissat. Thanks. Snyggt. Två gissningar. Det är 12 månader och 2 gissningar. Det är bra.
June. July.
What summer month? June. July. August. Den andra julfrågan jag har är, innan jultomten delade ut julklappar i Sverige, vem var det som delade ut julklappar då?
Oh, julbocken.
Yeah!
Only because I watched the, what you call it, the Christmas thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
A couple years ago they had, julbocken was a big member of the,
okay, yeah,
the
yeah.
Julbordet, yeah.
Mm. Cool, man.
Is it called julbordet? Julkalendern, yeah.
Julkalendern, yeah, 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 yeah. Okej, okay. Fråga 4. Det var fjärde avsnittet var Alfred Nobel.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh yes, I remember that one strong. I'm confident in this one.
Jag tror det också. Vilken familjemedlem sprängdes i luften under ett nitroglycerintest?
That was his brother.
Yes.
His little brother.
Yes. Kommer du ihåg vad han hette?
Oh. It started with H.
No.
It does not start with an H.
Start with the same letters.
I don't know. Emil?
Yes!
Every E is Emil or Eric.
Yeah, but you're nailing this, though.
No,
could
man.
Could be Eskil. It could be Evert. This is good, man. You're nailing this. Okay. Varför trodde Alfred Nobel att hans uppfinning dynamit skulle leda till fred?
He thought that people would see this, the power of this thing, and be scared straight. Like,
fucking
you know,
awesome.
We can't do this shit.
Yes! Underbart!
Mm.
Fy fan vad bra du är.
Thank you.
Kolla, det här funkar ju. Vi lär oss just fanns.
Yes, man. He's been teaching me Sweden this whole semester.
Ja. Sen är det min tur.
You're a better teacher than me.
Okej. Okay. You're an A student. Okej, okay. Nu har vi kommit till...
Also edit the episode, so I have to listen twice, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, that's my excuse.
Oh, yeah, cool. But I do listen. Jag lyssnar.
I don't listen when I edit either.
Jag tycker det är kul att se.
I did at first, but these I might do better because I actually used to listen all the way through to edit.
Right.
But that's backstage info.
We like it. Okej. Okay. Det här är femte avsnittet.
Okej.
Okay. Och det är Idioterna på Vipeholm.
Oof, one of my favorite episodes.
It's very good. Vad kom man fram till av de här hemska experimenten på Vipeholm? Vad fick man för lärdom? Vad var det som blev bättre i samhället?
We knew that sugar caused the bad teeth.
Yeah, cool man. Och vilken svensk tradition föddes ur denna kunskap?
Lördagsgodis.
You're so fucking awesome, man. I'm proud of you.
These are easy questions, man.
Yeah, but still, I wouldn't get them. Okay. This is the sjätte avsnittet. Mm-hmm. Och det är här, efter det här avsnittet, så kommer vi säga adjö till våra vanliga lyssnare. Mm-hmm. Och resten av avsnittet blir bara för Patreon.
If you want to see me keep acing these, yeah, then come on over to the dark side.
Eller hur? Och det här var ändå de gamla, så det borde bli lättare och lättare. Men det här, okej. Okay. Avsnitt 6. Fettisdagen.
Oh,
eller okay. Fettisdagen.
Okay.
Varför firar vi den?
Because it's related to the fast.
Yeah.
Because they're like gathering up food.
Yeah.
So that they can have this like almost Christian Ramadan leading up to Easter.
Cool, man. And how many days?
It's supposed to be... Oh, shit. 40 days?
Yes.
Is it 40?
Yeah.
Well, I was a guess. I was just thinking about Jesus in the wilderness.
Wow. Well, men du vet, if it works, use it. Use it twice. Okay. Om semlan...
40 days.
Oh, 40 sorry. Days. 40 days is also... Yes! It takes 40 days to make a semla. Nej. Om semlan serveras i varm mjölk, mm-hmm, vad kallas det då?
Oh. I don't remember, man. Oh. It's something with a... I don't remember.
Okay, that's fair.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Yeah. Hetvägg.
Okay.
Hot wall.
The hot wall, yeah. Okay. Hetvägg. I won't forget that now.
All right. Nej, okay, ja. Hej då alla vanliga lyssnare, vi fortsätter och Patreons får
and
lyssna.
You can see me continue.
Yeah, to ace it.
To, oh no, this is the beginning of the end.
No. Om du blir Patreon så kommer du få veta vad Jonathan minns av kalabaliken i Bender.
Oh!
Fråga nummer 7.
Yes.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.